What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, indeed. Happy Who Dat Day, everybody. It is Saints football back. Preseason game number one taking on the LA Chargers. We'll be counting you down to all that. Our coverage starting right now here on First Take. Coleman keeping us in line along with Charlie Long. I'm Steve Geller. And boy, oh, boy, these are my favorite start times, guys. Not too early, not too late. Perfect in the middle of 3 p.m. kickoff.
How many of these do they have in the regular season?
I think it's like around four, I believe.
It's that many?
It is that many, right?
Okay, let me double check that. That's awesome.
Yeah, the start times, you don't have to wake up, you know, too early in the morning to get going, but I will say I got my little sweat going from my caffeine fix on the black tea going right now.
I'm surprised, Steve. You're 100% correct. It's actually five.
Woohoo!
It's one more than you expected. Week three, they're at Seattle, so West Coast game. Week six, they play the Patriots at 3:25. That's an afternoon game at the Dome. Then later on in the season, week eight, they play Tampa Bay at 3:05. At LA, week nine, 3:05. So back-to-back kind of later starts. And then week 15 versus Carolina, 3:25. However, in that list, and Atlanta as well. So a lot of kind of later
TBD
starts.
TBD at the end of the year. We will see what
happens.
Yeah,
exactly. No primetime games, though, for this black and gold bunch. So.
See, for me, I've talked about this selfishly. I love no primetime games. Yeah. It means we're not doing the post-game show until 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's definitely late nights, but everyone loves primetime football.
Sure.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. This is the last preseason game of week one, but it's not a primetime game. It's a afternoon game because the preseason schedule is weird. You had all those games yesterday, and then the Sunday, which is typically loaded with NFL games, a little bit lighter. So it's the Miami-Chicago matchup and then the Saints-Chargers matchup.
So much to be looking for in this preseason matchup. So happy Saints football is back. But there is, I feel like, no real definitive, you know, position set anywhere right now, Charlie. There's a whole lot of question marks going in today. And obviously, the QB competition, a number one, I think, on Who Dat's list, and I'm sure this team's list as well, to determine who's going to be the starter this season. We will see Spencer Rattler getting that first crack at it with the ones today. Definitely Tyler Shuck, Jake Haener to be in the mix. We'll hear from all three quarterbacks at some point during this Caesar Sportsbook First Take. But after that, you got question marks in the wide receiver room, the running back situation, even the offensive line. I'm just touching on the offense right now, too, and tight end numbers, where there is no, I would say, leaders in the clubhouse at this moment. There's still a ton of positions, jobs up for grabs, you could say, being determined here. Like in the wide receiver room, after your Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and Brandon Cooks, the rest of the running back room is a huge question mark. And for those three guys, I really don't know how much we're going to see of them today, especially with Olave dealing with a little bit of an ankle tweak.
So Kellen said after the scrimmage on Friday that it's going to be about a half a dozen players on both sides of the football that don't play today, as far as, like, you know, the high-end
starters.
We know
Alvin Kamara is definitely one.
Alvin Kamara is the one. The rest would be speculation for us to throw out there, like, who exactly won't be playing. He was non-committal. Going back real quick to the offensive line, I know that when I played the bite for Bobby for one of the reports this morning.
Right.
Bobby had talked about it on Tuesday that, you know, if you want to kind of get some gel and some consistency with this starting five that hasn't played a lot of snaps together because it's a brand new look starting five, you want to give them some reps together in the preseason. Now, how many reps do you actually give them? Do you give that starting five any reps at all in preseason number one? It's going to be something to keep an eye on. I imagine that they're going to want to kind of keep Eric McCoy specifically bubble wrapped. But maybe he plays a little bit in the preseason. I'm not sure if he's going to play preseason week one. But
just to get that cohesion, that
exactly.
You know, that, like you mentioned, that gel factor down.
Correct. With Kelvin and the new left tackle, Trevor as a new left guard. And then obviously Eric and Caesar have been center and right guard for the past few years. But then Tali moving back over to right tackle. It's a new look offensive line, very talented offensive line, but they need to play together. And you don't get too many legitimate snaps in practice for offensive linemen. So,
right, scrimmage snaps are still different from live reps in a preseason game.
Exactly, because you're still not taking guys to the ground necessarily in scrimmage matchups. But in the preseason, you kind of want to see those guys get some action at some point. We'll just see how much they get and when they actually get it.
Yeah, and that, like I said, with the wide receiver room, too, I have a question mark with, are you going to see Olave today? I know he's dealing with an ankle issue.
Yeah.
Rashid Shaheed and Brandon Cooks, a veteran guy. Curious to see the Saints plan for the offense, but you figure if you're trying to get your first string quarterback set, you're going to want to see most of those first team offensive guys in place as well.
Yeah, like once again, no Kamara involved, which is good because there's plenty we have to say
I'm
about the running back
Olave.
Position. I doubt Olave too because of the injury.
Right,
they've said it's
not because
very
of the
minor
head issues.
No, it's an ankle issue.
Right, no, the not because of the past head issues
he's
had, and
you're
worried about it.
Right, he has an ankle issue. They said it's very, very minor, but at the same time, you don't want to make anything worse, so I don't
rest
imagine.
Rest up a couple days, we'll see
right.
If you're ready to go against the Jags.
Correct. I don't imagine you're going to see Olave. Could be wrong. Maybe it really is that minor that he was just able to go a couple days later. But he wasn't really a participant in the scrimmage on Friday, and so I think that's probably going to hold him out of this game in all likelihood, but we'll just kind of have to see there. As far as the other receivers, like how much run does Brandon Cooks get? How much run does Rashid Shaheed get early on in the preseason? And then you have kind of those wide receiver, like the back end of the wide receiver room. If you're carrying five or six receivers who are going to be like kind of fill out 4 to 6, basically, with Cedric Wilson, with Bub Means, with Mason Tipton, you know, Dante Pettis, Donovan Peoples-Jones, all these other guys that are going to be battling it out for spots.
And then looking at the tight end room, are we going to see Juwan Johnson in action, or does he get held back? He's been dealing with a little bit of a groin issue.
Right.
Do they decide to rest him, or do you want to see your number one TE in action with the number one offense?
Same thing with Olave there. I think because he's got like maybe a pre-existing thing, they're going to be a little bit safer
right.
with him during the preseason, right? Maybe if this was a regular season game and if it wasn't, you know, super major, that he might still go.
Buckle up for Jack Stoll,
Malik
Monavau.
Yeah, Michael Jacobson. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the draft picks as well throughout the show, Steve, but I've heard Malik Monavau's name pop up a couple different times. The tight end out of UCLA, one of their two seventh-round picks, the other one being Fadil Diggs, the defensive end out of Syracuse. It's also apparently flashed a little bit. So, you know, we always get these texts that come in saying, like, hey, guys, like, who's going to be the next diamond in the rough that the Saints get on day three, late on day three? Like, who's the seventh-round pick that's going to turn into a contributor? Who's the UDFA that's going to turn into a contributor? And there's a few guys that, you know, are on that list for this upcoming year that we'll see if they make some contributions in the preseason.
Really sad that we're not talking about running back Devin Neal, who was looked at maybe possibly one of those late-round steals, but he is dealing with a hamstring issue. We know Kellen Moore said he was going to miss a few weeks a couple days ago, so he's not going to be in action today either. A guy that you want to see put up to do something in these preseason games.
In a super, super
competitive room, yeah.
Running back spot, because Alvin Kamara is your RB1. And then past that, it's like, who is going to step up and
else?
Be RB2? There are 7 running backs on this roster right now. By the time you get to the final 53, like you heard the Deuce bite that I played during the report, Deuce thinks it's going to be 3 running backs on the active roster and a 4th on the practice squad. That's how he thinks they'll handle it.
Makes sense.
There's Kellen said 3-2-4. Right, so he's kind of leaving the door open. Kellen's had a lot of good things to say about the running back spot. Once again, we'll do a deep dive into the running back position because there's a lot that we have to say about that. That's maybe behind the quarterback spot, the number 2 most interesting competition throughout the preseason to keep an eye on, just because there's so many guys that are going to be battling it out for so few spots, right? So past Alvin, you have Kendra Miller, who's probably penciled in. Like, you don't want to say it's written in ink or anything like that.
Hey, we're just happy he's healthy right now.
Exactly. RB2 right now, right? Devin Neal, as you mentioned, the hamstring injury really, really stinks. But sixth round pick, a guy that you're really high on. By the way, I went back. I remember we talked about this on Friday, Steve. I went back and looked. I was wrong. You want to know how many running backs did get drafted this past year? I was texting with my buddy about this because he's saying, like, man, it feels like running back rooms around the NFL are awesome right now. Like, they're all feel like they're loaded. 25 running backs got drafted in the 2025 NBA.
What did you say
NFL
it was?
Draft. I think I said it was like, I think it was around 20.
Okay.
It was 20 in 2024. So back-to-back years, I mean, these teams are just getting flushed with running back talent. And so the Saints, it was a loaded class. You wanted to get one. Because it was so good and so many guys fell into day three, you were able to get a guy like Devin Neal, who was extraordinarily productive at Kansas in college, in the sixth round. And it feels like a good steal. But the hamstring issue kind of stinks because we're not going to see him for this preseason game and maybe not even the next preseason game. So that's another name in that room. And then you have some of the veterans, right? Well, I guess we can also say the rookie with the UDFA and Marcus Sharns out of Delaware.
Correct.
Is one of those names too. Going back to what I just said about, you know, people asking, oh, who are the diamonds in the rough, the potential seventh round contributors, the UDFA contributors. Marcus Yarns is a very, very interesting name to keep an eye on. A lot of people thought he was a draftable prospect. He ends up not being drafted out of the 25 guys that were drafted at the position. And then the Saints go and scoop him up in the UDFA pool. And then you have like the veterans, like I mentioned, Valus Jones, you have Cam Akers, you have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, all guys that are going to be fighting for a roster spot. So that competition, as we mentioned, is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I'm excited to see what Valus Jones Jr. can do in some game action. He was a guy that I felt like consistently at practices, you were writing his number down, number 13. And
right.
You think Michael Thomas right off the bat, at least I do with number 13, but I was like, that's Valus. And but 13 was down a lot in my notes, so we'll see if that can translate into an actual game.
I think I'd heard the comparison for Valus, like, could he potentially be something like a Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah, Deuce had said that, right.
That was what Deuce had said. Okay, making sure that I got that from the right
spot.
No,
you got it right.
So is he going to be involved? My question is he going to be involved in special teams? Is he going to be involved in kick return, punt return? Because if he is involved in that spot and ends up flashing throughout the preseason,
you can put his name in ink then, right?
I think he's in. Yeah. And maybe you do carry four running backs on the active roster, because I don't think you're going to be cutting your rookie running back in Devin Neal unless, you know, something crazy would happen. Right. And then Kendra Miller, once again, the talent that he flashes, even with the injuries, you still want to kind of keep taking your shot at him, so to speak. So that's another way that you can make the roster. It's kind of under the radar. It's underrated, but through special teams, right? So if Valus Jones is awesome in the punt return, kick return game, and he looks like a Cordarrelle Patterson, he could have a spot on this roster.
Yeah, then you come down to two guys that might end up, you know, canceling each other out, like a Clyde Edwards-Helaire and a Cam Akers.
Right, and which one of those guys are really going to show up throughout the preseason? You know, it's going to be some tough cuts in that room. Kellen's already said it. He feels like all the guys in that running back room are NFL running backs. You have seven of them. You got to get it down to three, maybe four. So we'll just kind of have to see how it goes.
We've just been talking about all offense right now, too. We didn't even touch on the defense yet.
Yeah, we still got a good amount of time here, Steve. We'll have plenty of time to dive into it.
Looking at the guys you're not expecting for the defensive side of the ball, I think that's pretty easy. Cam Jordan.
Justin Reed, maybe.
Probably Justin Reed. Probably DeMario Davis.
Alante, maybe.
I don't know.
Alante. You think Alante's going to get some run?
I would think so, just because he's still one of the younger players adjusting to this new scheme and his new role in this Staley off this defense as the star, you know, okay. That slot corner.
What about Davin Godshaw?
That's a good question. He's new to these parts, but a guy that I think has enough skins on the wall, as Bobby would say.
Right.
Maybe you get a series with him in, but I don't expect much play for Godshaw.
I would agree. So once again, this is going off of what Kellen had said, basically half a dozen guys on each side. And maybe it's not six, maybe it's five different defenders that won't be playing. But getting your first kind of taste of playing in the new scheme against an opponent, I think is pretty important for a lot of these guys. So you could be right about Alante. One guy that I think could potentially get some run, and it's someone that with Coach Moore has been very, very heavily praising throughout camp, is Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Kool-Aid, brother.
Get him some work on the outside early on. Let him go. See what he's got. Because if you remember what happened for the Chargers in their first preseason game, the Hall of Fame game against the Lions, Trey Lance threw it around the yard. So let's see. Like, I'm not saying that Trey Lance is an NFL starter at this point, but he looked really good against the Lions in that preseason matchup, and I imagine he's going to get some more run today. So maybe get a couple of your first team DBs out there and have them go against the Chargers.
One of those names we want to see something from in this preseason, because wasn't a whole lot of note-taking on Isaiah Foskey. You know, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert has talked about him a lot going into this season. Big year for Foskey just because his role has been a special teamer, and that's not good enough.
He got into it with Cam about Foskey. I remember like at the presser, like Cam talked about, he's coming into his own. Yeah, he better.
Tick-tock, right?
I mean, legitimately, former second-round pick, and he has not contributed anything to the Saints at the NFL level. So, yeah, if he flashes a little bit throughout the preseason, great. But, I mean, Steve, via all the reports, he hasn't done it in practice. So, that's I'm a little bit wary about Isaiah Foskey. But, you know, hopefully that he goes out and shows out in preseason and kind of gives Saints fans a reason to be a little bit excited for him.
No, names like Chris Rumpf, Jasheen Davis, even Fidel Diggs has flashed a lot more where they've showed up in our note-taking than a guy like Isaiah Foskey, unfortunately.
Yeah, Fidel Diggs, going back to that name, the former Syracuse defensive end, someone seventh-round pick, that if you're looking for those potential diamonds in the rough, these are the names that you should see how they perform throughout the preseason, if they can earn their roster spots, like the Maliki Matavaus, the tight end, the Fidel Diggs, the defensive end, and then also, once again, Marcus Jarns, the running back out of Delaware. So, yeah, the defense, specifically the defensive line, the early returns have been very solid throughout, you know, throughout training camp, and now you get to see, is that legit, or is it, you know, does the Saints offensive line have some issues?
I sure hope not, right?
Exactly. But you only really get to see throughout the preseason with real competition against another team.
Checking in real quick, Charlie, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. If you want, sound off 504-260-1870. Let us know what you're up to, what you're looking for, where you're going to be watching the game. Seeing, though, dealing with another preseason action from 3225 says to us, Charlie, you all think that Shedeur Sanders is going to make Cleveland's 53-man roster? Man, after that preseason showing, heck yeah.
I would imagine so. A lot of these young quarterbacks have been performing very well. Even Cam Ward, right? He has that first series where he goes 0-for-2 against the Buccaneers. And then the next series, he's like 5-for-6, and he leads a touchdown drive. He doesn't throw a touchdown, but he gets them all the way down the field. Calvin Ridley was heavily involved in the offense for Mr. Ward, the number one overall pick in Tennessee. I'm trying to think of who else. Oh, Jackson Dart was really, really impressive in their preseason opener for the Giants.
Giants have an interesting, you know, conundrum with their QBs as well. Where does everybody kind of slot in there?
I guess you could say, like,
is Russ the starter? I don't know.
I think Russ would probably be starter week one, but by the time the Saints play the Giants later on in the season, it very well may be Jackson Dart, which would be week five. So we'll just kind of have to see there. But also, I guess you could throw J.J. McCarthy into the mix because he didn't play in his rookie season. A lot of these young quarterbacks have looked very solid,
right,
in preseason action number one. So you're hoping Tyler Shuck can do the same, and we'll see if he kind of follows that up.
Taking a break here on Caesar Sportsbook. First Take, we'll be back with even more. Get into some of our Sound Bank audio. You'll hear from Deuce McAllister after Friday's scrimmage. The Blood, the Black, and Gold had to get ready for Sunday's preseason matchup against the Chargers. So stay tuned with even more of First Take right after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, I feel like Jerry Maguire today. You complete me. It's like waking up on a Sunday and we've got football action. And I know it's just the preseason, folks, but I will take any kind, shape, or form of Saints football right now.
Yeah, I watched some preseason football yesterday and I was like, oh, this is fun getting to see some of these young quarterbacks.
For a little bit it is, yeah.
And then it kind of like teeters out, right? The Packers-Jets game last night was UGLY. They had some bad, especially... One of my favorite things to watch during the preseason is special teams because it's guys that are trying to make a roster. And then you'll see these great plays on special teams, but then you'll see like major, major mistakes and like, oh, that's not good for that guy. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with special teams today because you can make a roster via that 53-man roster. Once those cuts are finally coming out, you'll have a special teams coach banging the table. I need this guy on the roster. I need this guy to make the final 53. Figure it out. And, you know, maybe some of these guys can do that for the Saints.
Charlie, one of the best things about working here, we got two former pros that if you need anything, any kind of insight on football, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, right at our disposal to talk to all the time. Deuce is out in California A right now, getting ready for kickoff here on WWL Saints Radio at 3 o'clock with the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. But he talked a little about Friday's scrimmage afterwards, and because things going on later with these practices with Kellen Moore, we didn't get to talk about that much on Sports Talk on Friday. So let's hear what Deuce had to say about Friday's scrimmage in California.
I thought it was good work. I mean, because it was a, you know, even Alvin got tackled. So it was a full kind of tackle situation, and the refs did blow the whistle. They weren't going to allow the quarterbacks to get hit. You know, some good stuff. I thought, you know, one guy that popped a few times and injuries kind of hurt him last year was Jalen Ford. He made a few plays, and he'll have an opportunity on Sunday to make some plays like that. You know, in my opinion, the best player out there was Rashid Shaheed. I mean, you could just see his speed, his explosive. You didn't have – Chris Olave didn't go because of he had a slight ankle sprain yesterday, and they just really wanted to hold him out. And so figure you'll see him probably next week sometime, you know, give him 3 or 4 days off and see how it feels. But pretty good work. I mean, overall, I thought the defense was flying around. Offense did score a couple of times, whether it was Spencer, whether it was Shuck. You know, they led the team. And, you know, a guy that probably didn't have the best day kicking the ball was Charlie Smith. I think at one point he was 0-for-3, you know, on field goals. And that didn't help him. But, you know, overall, you know, they rotated some guys. Offensive line, you had some movement there. But overall, I thought it was pretty good scrimmage.
Name that stands out to me as well is Rashid Shaheed. This camp, he's looked just like a different dude. Happy to see him back.
Healthy.
That right. Speed is not a factor after he dealt with, you know, surgery, repairing his meniscus. Thankfully, it was nothing serious. But right off the bat in OTA's minicamp, you saw that there was none of those lingering effects. And every practice, he continues to just kind of stand out to you, look like a different dude. He's got a little more weight to him, so there's a little more physicality to his game to be able to make those quote-unquote contested catches. But I think if there's a guy that's going to be a breakout, a star for this Saints offense this year, hopefully the guy getting the ball does a good job. But Rashid Shaheed, the arrow is way up for me on him.
So our guy Mike Dettillier has mentioned this throughout the offseason that if there's one weapon on the Saints offense that will keep a DC up at night, it's Rashid Shaheed. How do we keep this guy from getting behind our defense and just explosive play after explosive play after explosive play? Because he's shown that he can do it at the NFL level multiple times, and even multiple times in different games. You remember, I know that Jeff had brought this game up a couple weeks back, the Colts game that Rashid Shaheed had, where he had like three catches for 150-something yards or something crazy like that. That's what Rashid Shaheed can do. It's a game-breaking speed element that he brings to the game. So, yeah, we'll see what he ends up providing there. One name that Deuce did bring up there on the kind of negative side of it, Steve, I remember when we were kind of previewing training camp and kind of getting into it and talking about the different positional battles that we were going to be keeping an eye on. One name that kept getting brought up was, can Charlie Smith push Blake Groupe?
Nobody's pushing little great Blake Groupe anywhere.
Blake Groupe has been awesome at training camp. Going back to the special teams aspect of things, where I think Jeff had this note as well that he's 31 of 32 at field goal attempts in camp. That's outstanding.
Fingers crossed that carries into the preseason as well.
It's like more than 96% from field goal rate. Like, it's incredible. And as Deuce mentioned, Charlie Smith missed three of them. That's more than Blake Groupe has missed in, you know, the past 2.5 weeks. So I think that competition's been sealed up for a little while now, unfortunately, for Charlie Smith. But I think that's just more of a testament to Blake Groupe knowing that there was a potential competition coming. And he came into camp ready to go, and he looks great.
The big competition, though, is at QB. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak asked Deuce McAllister a little bit more about the QBs that they saw at the Friday scrimmage.
You know, one thing that I think we've seen in these scrimmages more so than some of the install sessions is off-schedule playmaking. I thought Tyler Shuck had a couple really nice moments today, and I think you see him get comfortable when he's able to play like that. What have been your thoughts on how both these quarterbacks have kind of adapted over the last week?
I'm okay with off-schedule, but, you know, off-schedule can't be an offense. And so the problem you get there is they're always expecting you to break contain, and now – it makes it really hard on the offensive lineman. I mean, because now at some point I'm going to get the big hit on the quarterback. And, you know, whether it's a tip pass, I think there was a tip, an interception that happened. Shuck tried to fit one in and the linebacker kept sinking and got it up. And I think it was Sanker that ended up catching it. I mean, and so little things like that happen. I'd rather you be on schedule, but both of those guys are really, really good athletes and they're going to break contain. And, you know, if you can create a play down the field, you'll definitely take it. But, you know, I'm more of the guy that, hey, let's keep it in the pocket. Let's keep things moving. And if it does happen, then you make it happen. And, you know, all three quarterbacks really can do that. But, you know, like you talked about, Spencer gets the opportunity to start on Sunday first. And, you know, we'll see if he can go down and lead the offense a couple times and scores.
Deuce McAllister there talking about that Saints QB rotation. And that's something that, you know, everybody's going to be glued to. We do know that Spencer Rattler getting that first start in this preseason matchup. I would imagine Tyler Shuck's going to be right behind him, and then Jake Haener cleaning up things with the third stringers.
It'll be interesting to see how they handle it. Right? Yeah. Do they rotate? Does Tyler Shuck start?
A lot
game
of snaps
two?
To go around still.
And I think they're going to share them. All three guys are going to get run, at least in preseason game number one. And then maybe if one guy kind of gets ousted from the competition, it turns into two guys at some point. They're going to get work throughout these 3 weeks of preseason, all three of them. Starting with Spencer Rattler today should be a lot of fun to see what he can do. I know that he said he was really fired up. We'll get into his audio later on in the show.
For sure.
Tyler Shuck, kind of same thing, is going to be likely the second guy in, if you had to imagine. And then Jake Haener is the third guy, but we'll just like see how it all plays out, I guess, and see which guy gets the most reps. But another name that popped up there when he was talking, Jonas Sanker. We had a text on our text line talking about the quote-unquote forgotten draft pick in Vernon Broughton. We haven't forgotten Vernon Broughton. He's a third-round pick. He's supposed to be productive at the NFL level when you're taking a guy in the top 100 selections. But also, Jonas Sanker was a third-round pick there. Mm-hmm. The safety battle is going to be another one that we're keeping an eye on because you know what you have in Justin Reed. There's a reason that you paid him the big bucks this offseason. You brought in Julian Blackman very, very quickly after Tyrann Mathieu hung him up.
And he seemed to blend in seamlessly, thank goodness.
Yeah, and there's the connection with Brandon Staley that, right. I mean, Brandon, Steve, you had mentioned this on Friday, that Brandon Staley's been wanting this guy for forever. And now he finally gets him. I know that he's dealt with injury issues throughout his NFL career. But him and Justin Reed is your two starting safeties in all likelihood. But who are the guys behind them? Because typically you'll carry maybe four safeties. I think that's what they carried last year for reference. And then you have a few guys battling it out for who's going to be the backup safeties behind Justin Reed, behind Julian Blackman, where you have Jordan Howden, you know, a young player that the Saints drafted a couple years back. You have the rookie in Jonas Sanker, and then you have the kind of more veteran in Terrell Burgess as well. So guys that are going to be fighting for one of those roster spots.
Deuce's specialty, definitely running backs. We know that we talked about this in the first segment, the competition there. Pretty heavy considering you guys got Kendra Miller, Cam Akers, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Velus Jones Jr., Marcus Yarns, unfortunately Devin Neal not in the mix. We know Alvin Kamara set in stone. He's not going to be playing today. But Deuce was asked what he's looking for from the guys in the running back room in order for them to separate themselves from the pack.
One of the first things that you want to see, you know, hey, look, I know you can run the ball. Can you pick up the blitz? You know, can you pick up the guy if he's yours? If he's not, can you help protect the quarterback? Do you know what you're doing? I mean, and so you would love to have plus four, plus five runs on average from those backs. You've got to take care of the football. But, you know, for me, can you protect the quarterback regardless of who's in it at the quarterback position? And so there will be opportunities. You know, if you go out there and look today, it was Cam Akers that got really the second run after Alvin. And then you had Clyde coming in. And then, you know, Kendre will have his moments as well. And so what you do on special teams will matter as well, whether it's going down the field, making a tackle, or whether it's being explosive to run it, returning a kick and or a punt if they put me back there. So, you know, those are all aspects of making this team. And so I'm looking forward to see those guys having that opportunity.
You know, you're talking about a running back like Kendre Miller.
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks have soured on him or don't believe that he can live up to the hype because of what happened previously. But I will say, you talk to him, he feels like a guy that's focused in on what he needs to do. Now, we're going to have to wait and see, but I'm still a believer in Kendre Miller just because of the ability, what we've seen in those flashes when he has been healthy.
Sure.
He talked about maintaining his body, staying healthy going into this year, and knock on wood, that's been the case so far. But I think him and Alvin Kamara could definitely be a lethal 1-2 punch.
Who soured on Kendre Miller was Dennis Allen.
Oh, that's for sure.
That was a really kind of ugly situation at points where DA was flat out calling him out to the media. And it wasn't a good look for either party, really. But Deuce had talked about this last year when Kendre kind of popped up with the hamstring issues throughout training camp, that you got to be a pro, right? And I think at this point, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a make or break, but it is kind of getting to that point for Kendre Miller.
Third year, for sure.
As a third round pick that has not played many games at the NFL level because of injury.
And a coaching staff that really has no commitment to you. The team does for what they invested, but this coaching staff, they don't care what you've done here before.
But it's kind of interesting because the coaching staff that did invest into him soured on him quickly, like ahead of year two. So maybe the new coaching staff gives him a little bit of a fresh kind of outlook on his future with the black and gold. But he's got to go out and produce. As Deuce was saying, you got to do the little things as well. Like, how do you look in pass pro? How do you look in special teams for some of these guys? Not necessarily Kendre Miller, but, you know, how do you kind of do the little things well? That's how you're going to make this team, and that's how you're going to be on higher up on the depth chart than some of the other guys that you're fighting it out with.
Yeah, on our WWL talk and text line, one of the texters asked, what is that, 9072? Is Kendre Miller playing today? He better sure darn be.
I would be surprised if he doesn't. Because
I would think he comes out as RB1.
Alvin is the only one that's not playing in the running back room, in my opinion. Because
sure,
from 2 to 7, there are jobs open. That's why the bite that I played from Deuce for the report this morning, he talked about opportunity for all of those six guys that are going to be battling it out for two, maybe three spots. So that's why we've talked so much about it, because it's so contentious.
Rolling on here on the Caesar Sportsbook First Take, Charlie and I going till 1 o'clock. That's when Bobby Hebert stops by for the countdown, the kickoff, as we get ready for the 3 o'clock start in California. The Chargers taking on the New Orleans Saints preseason game number 1. You can hear it right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We shall return even more of Sports First Take right after this on WWL. Almost at Sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talk.
Welcome back to WWL and the Caesars Sportsbook First Take, an official sports betting partner of the Saints. Charlie, looking at that Oakland Heart, just the WWL text line here. Someone saying the fact that, did we see Will Campbell highlights from yesterday's Pats game?
They were on Twitter, and I did see them. Will Campbell, former Neville Tiger, local product, former LSU Tiger as well, was mauling people. And, you know,
so
I texted.
He does look like he can survive a tackle. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I texted him back. It was always so silly. This is dating back to like March and February. All the people that were saying, oh, his arms are too short. Can't play tackle at the NFL level. And Will was just like, look at my tape, people. Like, that's what matters. Measurables are silly.
You could just say he was aggravated by it. He's like, I'm a tackle, but I'll play wherever they want me to, but I'm a tackle.
And look at where they're playing him. The fourth overall pick in the NFL draft to play left tackle and be the blindside blocker for Drake May. He looked really, really good in his preseason opener. And I get it's just preseason and, you know, he only played limited reps, but I think by the time he came out, PFF had put this out, he had like an 85.4 grade in the snaps that he played.
All right,
pretty solid. Yeah, so shout out to Will Campbell. Once again, former LSU Tiger, former Neville Tiger, local product. He looked awesome in his preseason debut.
And what is it? We'll be seeing the Patriots week three, right?
It's a little bit later. So, by the way, I did mess that up in the first little segment that we had. It's actually six afternoon matchups, one of which is the Patriots, and that's week six, right?
I'm way off, too.
Yeah, so it's a little bit later on in the kind of early part of the season. It's week six, Sunday, October 12th. You host the Patriots, and that is one of your six afternoon start times at 3:25.
Yeah, and I know the Cajun Cannons talked about this before. That 3:25, when you are the main game on Fox there, that's pretty much prime time. So, I mean, I know we don't have the later primetime kickoffs, but a 3:25 start on Fox, you're the national game of the week.
That one's the CBS kick against New England the week after, and basically the next 6 weeks after are on Fox. But you have a stretch where you're basically a lot of your early season games are on CBS. So, you know, but yeah, that matchup against New England's a CBS match.
Looking forward to Saints action today, folks. We have a 3:00 kickoff coming up on WWL Saints Radio. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and of course, Jeff Nowak will be on the sidelines out there at SoFi Stadium. We'll have to see what the weather update is like out there. I didn't get to check this morning real quick, and I imagine it's going to be a nice day out in Cali. Hopefully no rain, as we know that stadium is closed, but open in a way where you can get some water in on the field.
Jeff Nowak's favorite stadium. It's a weird one. It's very nice, like how expensive the stadium was.
Very pricey.
But what we're seeing from ESPN is 76 degrees game time weather and partly cloudy. So it's not going to be, I don't think, storming or anything there. It's going to be actually very nice conditions.
Good for the black and gold, and we'll see how the field conditions are. You mentioned 70 some odd degrees. If there's really any wind going through that stadium, Just curious to see if we mentioned the success that Blake Groupie's been having in practice and how dominant he's been as the kicker for the black and gold. That continues into the game-like settings. Everything we're seeing at practice is great, but what happens when it's live bullets going, as they say?
Yeah, it's not going to be 96% throughout the season, but I mean, that's what we've seen in practice so far, and it's been very, very promising. So yeah, you want to see Blake Groupie continue his hot streak, or that he's been on in the first 2.5 weeks of training camp, and see him continue to make those kicks. You know, Steve, it's going to be interesting, and we'll dive a little bit more into the Chargers. Like, with this, the conditions the way they are, it's a good test for these running back rooms. And the Chargers have a good one too, by the way. They have their own kind of really heated battle. I don't know how much we're going to see their first round pick, Amarian Hampton, but I mean, behind him, like, I remember we talked with Lorenzo Neal about this earlier in the week. They have like Hassan Haskins, who was a former Michigan guy, Kamani Vidal, who's at Troy when John Summerall was there.
Yeah,
he terrorized the Sun Belt. I remember him a lot. He was fantastic. He was a former draft pick of the Chargers. And then they have like Najee Harris. So they have all these guys. And then they have even further running backs that are going to be trying to compete for one of the spots in their room. The running back competitions on both sides are going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, on the opposite side for the Saints, how does your defensive line and defensive front look against this Chargers very loaded running back room with guys that are going to be fighting for their own kind of positions on their 53-man roster? So
that's a huge one after last year's numbers that the D-line was giving up, man.
Yeah, the Saints' run defense did not cut it last year. So by all accounts, the defensive line has looked better early on at camp. You know, they look improved in first year under DC Brandon Staley. And now they get to a really solid early preseason test against a good Chargers running back room. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Want to hear from you, who that's out there. You can give us a call or text on the WWL Talking text line, which is 504-260-1870. We're stepping away here on the Caesar Sportsbook First Take and be back with even more on WWL Saints Radio after this. WWL and the Caesar Sportsbook First Take, an official sports betting partner of the Saints. Getting ready for more of our audio sound bank that we'll get into in next hour. Hear from the quarterback, Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, and Jake Haener. And I know that's the big one that everybody's been talking about, anxious to see. You know, we've just gotten our glimpses at practice, but what's going to happen when the game-like settings come around? I think that's been Jake Haener's biggest issue, is he's right. Been more of a practice guy than a gamer.
Exactly. I am glad that Kellen Moore has announced the starter ahead of time.
Right, like, we're not
well
guessing
ahead of time.
Still.
Right. After the scrimmage that they did on Saturday or on Friday, which was like half of the scrimmage that they did last Sunday, it was like 126 games last Sunday, and then this a couple days ago it was like 60 something plays. So yeah, it's going to be fun to watch Steve Rattler, Shuck, and Haener. All three of those guys are going to get reps, but it is good to know that Rattler is going to be the starter and know it well ahead of time, so we can all kind of prepare aptly. How much run does he get, and then who comes in after him, and how many reps does each quarterback get? You have limited kind of reps even in game action. So it's going to be really fun to see how Coach Moore kind of divides it all up.
Welcome back, Hunter Deckers, but sorry, I don't think there's enough reps for you to even get any look in this game.
He hasn't really even gotten looks in the practices either.
Right.
So is he really going to get reps throughout the preseason? I guess we'll see.
Taking a break here for the top of the hour news. We'll be back with another hour of Caesar Sportsbook First Take right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.